Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before I forget, I want to invite everybody to join me on Reddit this afternoon at 1 o'clock. If you know Reddit and Reddit politics, you know there's always interesting conversation going on that website. And I'm going to do one of their Ask Me Anything spots. So I will be available on Reddit at 1 o'clock this afternoon to ask me anything. Hope many of you WNYC Brian Lehrer Show listeners will join me. Then we will return to the debate now, and it's time for you to be the pundit. The phones are open at 212-433-WNYC, and you can say anything you want about the content of the debate, but also you be the pundit. I mentioned last hour how I've noticed the usual pundits are having trouble deciding who they think won this debate, meaning how swing voters will actually be affected or how turnout of the base will actually be affected among Democrats or Republicans. But what do you think? 212-433-WNYC. If you were an undecided voter going into last night, were you affected? Do you have any undecided friends or relatives who you watched the debate with or have spoken to afterwards? Or even if you've long been decided, you get to do what the pundits do and give us your best educated guess on who won the debate among the voters and the states still in play and why. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. While your calls are coming in, I'm very pleased to have one of the questioners from last night's debate. Remember, there were about 80 people in the room at Hofstra, and they were all selected on the basis of being undecided Nassau County voters. And so one of them is with us right now. She is Nina Gonzalez. Nina, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to replay so everybody remembers, oh, it was that woman, your question from last night, and Okay. Here it is.
President Obama, during the Democratic National Convention in 2008, you stated you wanted to keep AK-47s out of the hands of criminals. What has your administration done or planned to do to limit the availability of assault weapons?
So, Nina, do you feel you got an answer?
A vague answer, and then I felt like they got off the topic. They started talking about education and single parents, and that wasn't the question I asked, which was, what have you done or planned to do to limit availability of assault weapons? But speaking of both of President Obama and Governor Romney, I felt as if I got a little better response from President Obama and not as good response from Governor Romney.
What response were you hoping to hear?
Well, I liked that President Obama said that that they're doing a better job in terms of background checks, and that he said that they have to do more in regards to enforcement. I'm just a regular citizen. I was called to ask questions, and this is the one I came up with. So therefore, I'm not an expert on gun control
sure.
at all.
But this is – tell us why, of all the things that you could have picked, you chose that. Do you feel that AK-47s are somehow relevant to your life in Nassau County?
Well, I'm a mental health provider, and I just – feel that gun control is a real problem, that we need to limit that the availability of weapons, and there's just too many tragedies that have occurred, and we have to figure out a solution to that problem.
How did you get identified and selected, by the way, to ask a question? How did you and CNN find each other?
Okay, well, it was a Tuesday night, and my husband and I just finished dinner, and I got a phone call on my cell. And they asked me various questions, and then they said that I answered them correctly and that then they invited me to join the debate. Uh-huh. And then what they did yesterday is you had to submit four questions, and they selected questions that they wanted, you know, to uh-huh. ask.
So congratulations.
So I was lucky one.
I guess they established through the initial questioning that you were undecided going
Correct.
Into the debate.
Yes, they asked that several times in many different ways.
Did you come out of last night with a decision?
Well, I voted for President Obama last time, and I have warmer feelings towards President Obama because I like the way he conducts himself. However, when it comes to our economy, it really concerns me. And, you know, Maslow's theory is you first have to feed yourself, put a, you know, roof over your head, clothes on your back, and we can't do that without jobs. And it is a real problem. So I'd like to see jobs, and if Governor Romney could actually, you know, be elected and he does what he says he can do, that would be wonderful. But I think overall I like the way President Obama conducts himself. He just makes me feel more secure.
Anita Gonzalez, mental health professional, citing Maslow, here on the Brian Lehrer Show the morning after she got to ask one of the questions at the Hofstra University debate. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes. We really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
And we'll get to your calls in just a minute with you playing the pundit and saying who won the debate. But I did promise our followers on Twitter when we invited you last night afterwards to nominate moments from the debate to replay this morning that we would put on the number one mentioned clip. And this was it from Mitt Romney. After being asked about equality in the workplace, he said he worked to appoint more women to key jobs when he was governor of Massachusetts. And this is a little bit of the way he put it.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women. I was proud of the fact that after I staffed my cabinet and my senior staff, that the University of New York in Albany did a survey of all 50 states and concluded that mine had more women in senior leadership positions than any other state in America.
So, as many of you know, there was something about that imagery of whole binders full of women, as he said at the beginning of that clip, that really sparked the imagination. A Women in Binders Twitter account got set up by somebody, and it instantly got thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. There are binders of women, Tumblr images all over the place. So there you go. That was the number one selected clip by our Twitter followers that you wanted to hear again this morning. And if you go online, if you go to social media in particular, you will find whole binders full of women very well represented in the post-debate Twitter sphere, et cetera. All right. Who do you think won the debate? Chris in Piscataway, you're on the air. Hi, Chris.
President Obama, of course. And I think the strongest performance of President Obama is when he looked at Romney. He turned around, he looked at Romney, and he said that I'm offended, that I find what you said about the Libya situation offensive. I think that was very powerful, and I think that was very crucial. And you could see Governor Romney try to come back from that, and then he got slapped down. And if you remember me, Brian, remember I said that women moderators, you see it again? If it was, again, I don't want to knock the gentleman, but it was Mr. Lehrer, he would have let that, no, you didn't see terrorist attack. He would have let it slide, but then Candy caught it right there, and that killed him right there. And also, Brian, to correct you, this morning you said that Romney made no gaffe. Here is a second one besides the binary full of women.
Yes.
He said that he let women go early so they could go home to do what? Cook dinner. Remember that? In his cabinet. He sent women home early. He asked them in the morning to go home early, and he let them go home so they could go cook dinner.
Yes.
So that is two gaps right there.
Right.
Thank you.
And Chris, thank you very much. And we pulled that clip, too, because we were wondering how women were responding to that reference. Again, this is from the same answer. And Romney is talking about when he was governor and he appointed many women to his cabinet, he said. And this is part of how he described that.
Now, one of the reasons I was able to get so many good women to be part of that team was because of our recruiting effort. But number two, because I recognized that if you're going to have women in the workforce, that sometimes they need to be more flexible. My chief of staff, for instance, had two kids that were still in school. She said, I can't be here until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I need to be able to get home at 5 o'clock so I can be there for making dinner for my kids and being with them when they get home from school. So he said, fine, let's have a flexible schedule so you can have hours that work for you.
So a little bit of Romney from the debate, and some women may have, I mean, we have no way of knowing here how working class women in the swing states, who that was kind of aimed at, would respond to that moment. Was that something that was seen as pro-flex time so that people would have felt supported by that? Or is that something that was received, as Chris suggests, our caller, as a gaffe because it said, oh, a woman's place is in the home? So obviously, you know, people are going to react to that in their own ways, but that's definitely another moment in the debate that is being noticed by women and men around the country. David in Staten Island, who won the debate?
Hi. I think this is very similar to the Reagan-Carter debate. People are looking at this in the wrong way. It's not who got in any good points. In the Reagan-Carter debate, other than there you go again, we don't even remember what any of them said. What matters is people thought Reagan was a cowboy. When they saw the debate, they realized he was not a cowboy. He was the kind of guy who could be president. People have been led to believe Romney was a rich guy who didn't care about them. And he came across in both debates as presidential, caring, and knowledgeable. It doesn't matter what they said. No one will remember on Election Day. They will remember that Romney came across presidential, and that if he sweeps them over, that will be the reason. You won't be able to get one quote from this debate other than that.
David, thank you very much. Shelley in Jersey City, who won the debate?
I think President Obama won the debate. I think he needs to do so much more. I'm calling Mitt on his errors of honesty, and my family's Mormon. I know how they feel about abortions and birth control especially. So he dodges the bullet, and I don't think President Obama goes after him enough. Health care, I used to have a full-time job, benefits, and I don't have any of that anymore because they've cut so many positions in the hospital since this financial debacle. Spitzer closed 7 hospitals, and unless you're in the hospital and realize what a crisis situation we're in right now, people aren't going to wake up to that until they have a loved one in the hospital who dies, which is going to be a tragedy.
Shelley, thank you for your call. Lamar in Manhattan, you're calling to react to that 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock comment?
Yes, I am, because I just don't understand what the buzz is about. I attended 2 business meetings this week, and one was with Sally Korchek from the former CFO of Bank of America and, you know, over at Citibank. And she was emphasizing the need in order for us to be competitive going forward in this economy that the workforce and specifically women are going to have the flexibility to respond to their multiple responsibilities, including the home.
Yes. So now, what some people are responding – so you liked it. What some people are responding negatively to is the fact that he seemed to single out women as having those responsibilities at home rather than saying – any of his employees who have family responsibilities could be considered for that kind of flexible schedules so that men and women start moving toward that balance.
Yeah, but most men are out working. I mean, we see more men because of unemployment, you know, at home pushing strollers, but that's not the norm for the most men. Men are in the office or doing, you know, work, and women in the past have had those responsibilities. And might I say that more professional women would like to be able to spend more time with their newborn if possible. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the demands of the economy does not permit it. But I think that at times we get irrational about this whole gender division when in fact we should just be moving forward.
Lamar, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls. Keep it going online. We have an active comments page on this. You be the pundit. Don't just think about who won the debate according to you. Think about who you think won the debate, which the actual professional pundits are having a hard time putting their finger on today, unlike after debate number one, where everybody declared Romney the winner of the debate. Interesting point on Huffington Post a little while ago that since the pundits are – nobody's saying Romney won. People are saying Obama won or it was a draw. And our caller, David, made the point that maybe Romney won because he didn't look like a scary, out-of-touch monster. And so if he looked like presidential material, if he warmed himself up to people through this debate, letting them give themselves permission to vote for him, that may be the storyline that history takes away from this. But nobody, you know, nobody in the professional punditry seems to really know. Everybody's scratching their heads this morning. So who do you think won the debate? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and write it down. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come. Stay with us.